Urban Radio Show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And this is not really a subject I wanted to get into, but as long as that last caller brought it up, the reality is that ancient cultures where infant mortality was very high, and they were always concerned about being able to produce as many children as possible, because especially in an agricultural community, your children represent real wealth. You get them to do the chores. And the more babies you can have, the better. And it was discovered, probably by a horrible, embarrassing accident, that men who are absent the epididymis were able to engage in sex more often and contribute their genetic material more often and therefore produce more babies. And I think that's where that all came from. And there are compelling medical reasons even today for certain men to undergo circumcision that are rooted in medical necessity and not religion. And it doesn't cheapen your image. It just makes sex more fun. Anyway, we're going to grab another phone call here. Michael in North Carolina. Aloha, Michael. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. How are you?
Doing fine.
Am I really following up circumcision?
I'm sorry. You want to call back later? We'll talk about the FBI death ray scandal, and you can call back after that.
That's a hard road to hoe, but
it's a tough act to follow.
Two things about the NSA deal. It's amazing to me that they can even talk about just collecting metadata, because, as you and I know, that any program that is admitted to is always worse than it is.
Oh, well, we're already finding that out. The admissions so far are a form of limited hangout, where you're accused of a great crime and you say, well, we'll confess to the little crime and hopefully they'll go away. But again, that's a known propaganda technique and it's not going to work anymore.
Yeah, you know what's funny is it's horrible because, you know, I preach it to the choir every day, every person mm-hmm. I can grab, every venue I can do it. And it's just, I don't know how the average person who lives the average life just doesn't go, whoa, wait a minute. I don't understand how that can happen.
We're seeing the symptoms that people are struggling with. Even if they don't know the fine details, they understand something's gone horribly wrong with this country. And I think the indicator of that is the alcohol section at your local drugstore or supermarket. One of the markets we go to just put in a huge, new, even taller, bigger, more grandiose section for the alcohol, and that was a symptom that they saw in the former Soviet Union. As it got closer and closer to the collapse of that regime, alcohol abuse was just rampant all across the Soviet Union. And so the fact that alcohol consumption is very much on the increase here in the United States, I think indicates people are aware at some level that something has gone wrong. A lot of them are trying to avoid it. Good reason to get a scotch on that one. But I do see that increase in alcoholism as a major symptom, that the population is struggling with this paradigm disconnect between what they're told this country is all about and what it demonstrably is.
Yeah, it's very disturbing, because when you can point to things and you can provide documentation and you can tell somebody and you can show them physically, hey, listen, this is what is going on, and there's just nothing there. It's just, well, I don't want to see that. I don't want to care about it. I'm just going to walk away from it. But when you see a gross violation of the Fourth Amendment, like we have in the First Amendment, by this NSA scandal, I mean, I just don't understand why people aren't.
Well, most people are. Stay with me, Michael. I'm going to come back to you after this commercial break. Okay, we'll be right back.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Tonight, as I sit at the kitchen table and write my monthly check to Bank and Trust, I sigh to think I should have seen this a-coming. Now I'm struggling with another boom gone bust. Oh, see how the bubbles swell.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Michael in North Carolina, and there are people who just don't want to know. They want to go on believing we're the land of the free and the home of the brave, and we're the good guys, and all those other people are bad guys, and they deserve to be tortured and drone struck and all the rest of that. That is, thankfully, a rapidly dwindling minority, and that is certainly in large part due to this NSA scandal, because now all those people in military service are realizing that their romantic phone calls back to their significant other from the war zone were all being saved and recorded and listened to by the NSA. Every single American who was ever on a business trip and talking sexy to their spouse back at home now realizes it was not a private phone call. This gentleman who called in earlier to the show and said that, you know, he was on this bogus group at Facebook that was into M&Ms or something like that, is now his NSA profile says, oh, was looking at this group that's into M&Ms and all the rest of that other stuff. And there's a lot of domain hijacking that goes on. There are people who have set up porn websites that are just one spelling mistake away from my website, and there's even one that was set up that's one spelling mistake away from the whitehouse.gov. And if you accidentally mistype and you wind up on that porn site, the NSA has a record you're visiting porn sites. And Americans are now realizing that not only is everything that they're doing being spied on and saved, a lot of it is full of errors that could come back to haunt them. And so most Americans are aware of it. And as you go through life talking to people around you If you meet somebody who just clearly doesn't want to know, don't waste time trying to convince them. And if you meet somebody who's there who's going to argue with you endlessly, that's probably one of the FBI's numerous informants. They've got a higher percentage of informants in this country than the Stasi had in East Germany. Don't waste your time with them. Find the people who are starting to ask questions about what's going along and talk to them and get the conversations going that way. It's the human net. It's the one form of mass communication in this country the NSA can't monitor and stop and censor. Anything else, Michael?
Yeah, just a general comment about the whole NSA scandal is, and I think you're absolutely right. I think you need to appeal to people that are awake, people that pay attention, and the people that don't are really a lost cause. But unfortunately, that is probably the majority of people that are roaming around our planet right now. And
that's certainly not my experience. That is not my experience around here. I since this whole NSA thing came out, I haven't met anybody who isn't just furious about this. And maybe you're running in different circles than I am, but I presumed that because Hawaii has such a high per capita military presence that, you know, I was going to run into people and say, well, it's just and it's necessary to protect the national security. But no, even the military people I'm talking to, they're furious that they're what they thought were private communications to their family were all being monitored and scanned. It's a slap in the face. You know, these military people see themselves as loyal supporters of the United States of America, no matter what it does. And now to find that same government doesn't trust them and is monitoring their phone calls, that's upset a lot of people around here.
Yeah, and Michael, you don't have to tell me about that. I've been deployed, so yeah, that kind of infuriates me also. But I'm talking more about the mainstream media commentary about the subject. I mean,
The corporate media, I'm sorry to cut you off. The corporate media isn't the mainstream any longer. Their audience, viewership, readership, listenership numbers are all down in the Al-Qaeda. The numbers here in the independent media, my server numbers are going up. And they're not the mainstream, and you shouldn't judge the opinion of the American public based on what the corporate media is telling you, because the corporate media is selling you next year's car, next year's president, next year's war. And America now realizes that.
There's no doubt about that, but, I mean, still a lot of people pay attention to that. I mean, I don't. I mean, predominantly I get my news from overseas. But two quick things, Mike. I took my phone from the microwave to call you. And then the second one is I paid $142 to buy a Lamborghini Diablo online the other day. So,
okay. Well, if you'd gotten a Bugatti Veyron, my wife would be calling you off because that's her favorite fantasy car. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Chris in Washington. Aloha, Chris. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Yes. Hello, Mike. I'm wondering if I just get this unavoidable sense that this summer of 2013 is the high water mark of the political financial response to the global meltdown of 5 years ago because nothing systemic has changed.
You're absolutely correct.
Yeah, it seems to be that all the policies have failed to ignite a self-sustaining recovery in the real economy and that there's no policy options left. So what can they do if all the policies have failed?
Well, the policies have all failed because the one thing they would not challenge is the root cause of all of this problem, a private central bank issuing the public currency as a loan at interest. And everything this government has done has been 180 degrees out of phase with what would have worked. Instead of taking trillions from the American people to give to the Wall Street banks to loan back to the people at interest, if they'd gone to Wall Street, whose mortgage-backed security fraud precipitated this crisis, and taken trillions from them and sent it back to the American people, nobody would have missed a mortgage payment. There wouldn't have been a mortgage meltdown. There wouldn't be a housing crisis. People would have stayed up to date on their credit cards. We wouldn't have had a credit crisis. People would have gone on down to those shopping malls and bought a brand new American-made whatever. There wouldn't be a retail crisis and a manufacturing crisis. People would have gone out and bought new American-made cars. Wouldn't have needed the automotive bailout. But because our government is in service to the money junkies and will not challenge their religion of private central banking, everything that they did was simply to try and look like they're solving the problem of the American people. And clearly, they did not solve the problem, and they won't. Until they do an Andrew Jackson and shut that private bank down again.
Yeah, it just seems to be the numbers are being juiced because even though Japan's stock market rose 75% since December and the U.S. S&P climbed 24% in 2013, the U.S. corporations didn't suddenly become 25% more profitable, and Japan's economy did not expand by 75% in 5 months.
The earnings do not support those numbers. It's all the result of intervention and rigging. We've known about the plunge protection team since the Clinton administration. We know how the high-frequency traders are able to manipulate the market, and the government is going along with this because the alternative is to let the whole system collapse. And there's going to come a time, and it may well, as you say, be this summer, and we're about halfway through summer right now, where all the rigging just isn't going to work, and there's going to be a panic and a mass sell-off, and this whole system's going to come crashing down, and the U.S. government is going to turn to you, the American people, and say one more time, you're going to have to make do with less so we can have more. They're going to come after your gold and silver the way Roosevelt did and say we need to give it to the banks because banks are more important than people in the United States government's worldview. And no sacrifice by the people is too great to keep the Wall Street financial system, you know, high in the esteem of the rest of the world. And it's a juggling act. I mean, earlier in the show, we were talking about how they've had to revise downward the numbers for the gross domestic product for the first quarter of 2013. You know, and they're always coming out with this announcement, things are great, things are great. And then a few months later, they say, well, they weren't really great, but we've got a new bunch of great numbers to dazzle you with.
The new numbers are you take one full-time job and turn it into one and a half or two part-time jobs, and voila, the unemployment rate declines and the number of jobs increases. I just don't understand how they can continue to put the smoke and mirrors up before even the most, the dumbest of people finally figure it out.
Well, that's the point at which the smoke and mirrors stop working, when the majority of the American public finally accept in their gut that it's all smoke and mirrors, that this government lies because they don't know what else to do. The corporate media, the prostitutes are the lackeys of the government, Ministry for Truth, whatever you want to call them. And we're nearing that point, and this NSA scandal has certainly moved us along that path.
Yeah, I agree. Well, thanks for taking my call.
All right, you got it there. And let's see, phone lines appear to be open, I think. Now, there was a very interesting article over at the BBC, the British Buggering Children, I'm sorry, the British Broadcasting Corporation here, and the headline was a little misleading because it says U.S. bloggers banned from entering Great Britain, and it's a little misleading because they're trying to sell you the idea that the fact that they're bloggers is why they were blocked from entering Great Britain, but actually the individuals involved are Pamela Geller and Robert Spencer, and they were blocked from entering the U.K. not because they are bloggers, but because their espoused position on Israel and Muslims was considered not conducive to the public good. And governments do have a right to say, look, if you're going to come in and cause trouble and cause unrest, you know, we don't want you here. Because obviously Pamela Geller and her ilk would like to goad the Muslims into acts of civil disobedience that can be used to further demonize Muslims around the world. And you need to remember, Pamela Geller is on record saying that if Iran attacks Israel, Israel should nuke Europe in retaliation. And I'm sure the nations of Europe, are going to take exception to that comment. And by the way, can you imagine what the reaction of the American corporate media would be if a supporter of Iran were to issue a statement, if Israel attacks Iran, Iran should nuke Europe? Oh, boy. Those gosh darned Iranians. By the way, Israel has now dropped its official policy of denying their nuclear power. Apparently, they were having a debate about their nuclear weapons in the Knesset just a few days ago. And that, of course, is a complete reversal of the policy that Israel, even internally, never acknowledges the existence of their nuclear arsenal. Now they're talking about it in the Knesset. So this idea that nobody really knows if Israel has nukes or not is now gone. We got to take a break for commercials. Back with more phone calls after these words from our sponsors.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
An effective, 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand-name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
Blind eyes they will not see. They'll jail themselves and call the bars Homeland Security.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. I'm looking at the email, and apparently the Where's Snowden is continuing. And, you know, is he living at the airport while Ecuador decides his asylum status and so forth and so on. Kind of like a real-life version of the Tom Hanks movie, The Terminal, where because of paperwork screw-ups, he has to live at the airport for a long time. I don't think that's going to happen. And I got to tell you right now, I don't think Snowden is going to Ecuador. I think it's another in an endless series of feints to keep from being drone bait. All right, we're going to go back to the phones here. Don in Ohio. Aloha, Don. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha. With all the problems that you've had with Skype and, you know, now that they're basically, you know, giving the farm away to the government and stuff like that on everything you do on it, I was wondering if you ever heard of something called Jitsi. It's J-I-T-S-I.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good alternative to Skype is what they say. It's, you want me to read that real quick?
Well, you know, we need to take the focus off of the individual applications, which are backdoored. Yes, we know that and realize the NSA is plugged into the actual backbone of the Internet itself. So it almost doesn't matter what app you're using. Now, as far as Skype and my radio show is concerned, they don't need to be backdooring my Skype to hear what I'm saying. They just can go over to republicbroadcasting.org. You need to understand the whole system is compromised from end to end to end. And if you have something to hide and you need secure communications, you have to take steps to protect your own privacy. And again, we're not here supporting terrorism or criminality. We are protecting our business secrets from a government that provably cannot be trusted with that information. And we have a legitimate right to privacy. The Fourth Amendment says that we do. And I think every single American who's not involved in terror or criminality, and let's face it, the terrorists and the criminals are already using secure communication anyway, but we have a right to protect our personal lives and our personal business from a government that is snooping just for the heck of it.
On the 9/11 image, did you guys come up with the favor?
You mean for the billboard? No, we were in the top 10, but they chose another design, but they sent me a bunch of cool T-shirts.
Okay, how about this idea, too? Have Marbury versus Madison on a T-shirt, you know, describe what it is, you know, any unconstitutional law is, you know, whatever, and then have RBN on the back, you know, RBN.com and or org, and, you know.
Oh, well, we'd like to do that. I mean, I'm always coming up with new T-shirts for my own website and coffee mugs and everything. But, and you know, it's a good idea to put Marbury versus Madison on there. But I think Marbury versus Madison is something that enters the discussion when you're talking to somebody who already knows things have gone wrong in this country. And so the T-shirts really ought to be about luring people in to talk to you, so that you can talk to them about that other stuff. If they just see Marbury versus Madison, they're going to stop reading at that particular point. But, you know, and again, my idea for the design for the billboard was simply the picture of World Trade Center 7, and the text copy was, Arabs did 9/11, and if you believe that one, I have some of Saddam's nuclear weapons to sell you, which hammered home the point that there was a Building 7, that there were questions about the official story about Arabs doing 9/11, and a reminder that the government has been caught lying to us before.
Yep. Okay, have a good one.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Phone lines are open right now. Let's get over to Syria, because everybody else is on their way over there right now. And there's a very interesting editorial over at originalantiwar.com called Syria and the Monarchs, A Perfect Storm. And it is underscoring the fact that the United States hired mercenaries are rapidly evolving into a future government for Syria that is going to be virulently anti-American. They're already talking about Sharia law and all of the rest of that. Now, we know what the American plan was. The American government has already sort of put together this group of people that they're already saying is going to be the new Syrian government. And the U.S. agenda is they're going to give guns and ammunition and bullets to all these hired mercenaries who are going to topple Assad, and then turn around and kick them out and put this new puppet regime in. And I don't think the hired mercenaries, now that they see the door open to the ruling classes of Syria open to them, they're not going to turn around and walk out. They're going to say, hey, we're it. You know, what are you going to do, invade Syria a second time? And so this could very easily turn out to be a major foreign policy disaster, even if the U.S. does succeed in kicking Assad out. Now, inevitably, of course, the United States and Russia fail to reach a deal on new Syria peace talks because the United States doesn't want peace. If they wanted peace in Syria, they would stop signing all those checks for all the guns and bombs and bullets, and certainly the paychecks for those hired mercenaries. And they're going through the motions so they can go on saying, oh, we really want peace in Syria as long as it has our favored regime in power there. Interesting story over in ruvr.russia or .ru, where they're basically coming out with information. This is based on statements from Professor Michael Chusadovsky, my mistake, director of the Center for Research on Globalization, and comments by Professor, and he's also Professor Emeritus of Ottawa University, told the Voice of Russia that the U.S. was also supplying chemical weapons to the hired mercenaries to carry out chemical weapon attacks to blame on Assad. So, we will be right back.
Yo, You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Having problems with your mortgage? Have you heard of all the mortgage fraud? Could you be a victim? WhatLiesInYourDebt.com can help you turn harassing phone calls and letters into cold, hard cash. Discover how people just like you are making thousands of dollars holding debt collectors accountable for their misdeeds. Don't wait. Empower yourself today. Go to WhatLiesInYourDebt.com. We promise it pays to know. That's WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to find your solution. Having problems with your mortgage? Have you heard of all the mortgage fraud? Could you be a victim? WhatLiesInYourDebt.com can help you turn harassing phone calls and letters into cold, hard cash. Discover how people just like you are making thousands of dollars holding debt collectors accountable for their misdeeds. Don't wait. Empower yourself today. Go to WhatLiesInYourDebt.com. We promise it pays to know. That's WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to find your solution.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you've got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York City.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And this here's a story for all you gun grabbers out there that think guns are bad. Apparently, there's a company up in Dalton Gardens, Idaho, that is now selling a line of bullets coated with a paint that contains pork to be used to shoot those Muslims and keep them from going to heaven. Because in their religion, if you come in contact with pork, it counts against you when you go to your 47 raisins or whatever it is you're supposed to be getting there. And I found this story in the British press. No mention of this at all in the American corporate media about this company that is coming out with these pork-laced bullets to use on Muslims. Now, if this article stated these were bullets to use against Jews who are also religiously prohibited from contact with pork, imagine the firestorm of protest and screaming and more phone calls saying you're a Jew-hating network would just result as that. You have to think, what are these people thinking? And I don't expect that this is actually going to really be all that popular. But it shows just how absurd some of this stuff gets. We've got pork bullets here. And even worse, it's GMO. All righty. Getting back to the situation in Syria, which is rapidly deteriorating, we are seeing a few brave souls in Congress, meaning those that the NSA doesn't have phone recordings of talking to Fifi's phone fantasies in the dead of night. They're trying to basically reassert congressional control over the war process, and they are right to do so, because under the Constitution, Congress must be declared by, or rather, war must be declared by Congress. The president, under the War Powers Act, can deploy U.S. military forces to deal with the crisis for 30 days. After 30 days, he's got to get the permission of Congress to move forward. Now, the War Powers Act was created in an age before instantaneous global communication, and I would argue that the time limit for the president to deploy to another country could be cut as down to a single week, because within a week you can get all the members of Congress to say we approve, we don't approve. So the Congressman Walter Jones has introduced a resolution to declare the use of military force in Syria without the approval of Congress to be an impeachable offense, and he's absolutely right. There is no military crisis in Syria that allows the president to invade the country under the War Powers Act. The War Powers Act specifically relates to invasions or attacks on U.S. interests. And Syria is not attacking U.S. interests. It's simply the last stepping stone on the much lusted for war with Iran. And so we're seeing some members of Congress backing off on this because they understand more wars are not going to be approved of by the majority of the American people. These could even be election losers next year and in 2016. The American people are tired of war, and they're aware that these wars are not to serve the American nation or its people. They're wars for the bankers. And the American people are very tired of seeing their children come home from the war zone in these sealed caskets with the cheap American flag draped over it to make the bankers richer than they already are, which is really what it's all about. None of these nations have attacked us. Iraq didn't nuke us. They didn't have nuclear weapons. Iran hasn't attacked us, and based on their history, they have no desire for doing so. These are all wars of aggression to seize control of natural resources, to force the world back to Bretton Woods, where the dollar is the unchallenged global currency, and everybody buys and sells everything through the U.S. dollar. That's what it's all about. Russia is now deploying one of their intelligence gathering ships, one of their largest, off the coast of Syria. Yesterday they were talking about negotiations with Cyprus for the Russians to use one of their air bases, and my last understanding is Cyprus agreed. So now the Russians have an air base in the eastern Mediterranean. They're sending a very clear, unmistakable message for the United States: don't go any further. I don't know about you, I don't want to get into a war with Russia. They really do have weapons of mass destruction. All right, we're going to grab a phone call here. Bill in Texas. Aloha, Bill. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
All right, thank you. Well, I got two items. I'll be quick. I'm at work. I could be mistaken, but wasn't it Flight 800 where apparently there was a videotape from the backup system that showed an intermittent radar trace coming from the ground, and everybody was going, oh, no, that's fake, that's fake. I don't know if it was or wasn't.
No, there were a couple of radar tracks, and actually we do have them at my TWA 800 page, which after the show today I'm going to reorganize it because I was looking at it and it was sort of ad hoc as it was happening, and I'm going to reorganize it so it presents the information a little bit better. But yes, there were radar tracks.
And the other point is I've been listening to this network for years, even long before you came on the first time, and I've only heard things about bad governments, not about individual religions being bad or groups of people, just bad governments, including our own. So I just wanted to throw that out there that, you know, I haven't heard anything negative about the Jewish religion itself, just about a bad government.
Well, you're absolutely correct. But, you know, Israel's propaganda policy is to always equate criticism of Israel's government with anti-Semitism and Jew hate, and you want to bring back the ovens and the gas chambers. And again, if you go back to that video over at Democracy Now!, where this former member of the Knesset says, yeah, it's just a trick. When people are saying things about Israel that we cannot reply to, we scream anti-Semite to shut them up. And that's what all these phone calls into Republic Broadcasting saying, oh, you're a Jew-hating network. And again, and I got emails on this one just today. All this week, 3 days, we've had these calls. We haven't said anything about the Jewish faith or Jewish ethnicity. The calls are even coming in ahead of when I talk about Israel in my talking points. But they always come as soon as we start talking about 9/11, and it's a flashing neon sign that Israel is terrified that the official story of 9/11 is not being accepted by the population of the United States and by the population of the world. And, you know, who's next on that line? Remember, the only people actually arrested near the World Trade Center on 9/11 were these Mossad agents, the so-called dancing Israelis. You know, who basically they shot that video of the first plane hitting the World Trade Towers that is still to this day classified. Because if they were there in time for that first impact, then they knew what was coming. And go ahead.
I'm sorry. No, I was going to say the evidence fairly clear that they knew in advance. I don't know if they were involved. I don't know that much. But the fact that, you know, that and the text messages sent out, or maybe there were pagers back then, but
no,
anyway.
You're probably talking about Odigo. Now, Odigo is an Israeli-linked company that handles a lot of backbone traffic for instant messaging services, which is how Israel keeps track on what you're texting to each other. And they had an office in New York very near the World Trade Center that received a text message saying, get the heck out of there. And the message came in before the airplanes used in the 9/11 attacks had even left the ground. And so the FBI came in and they got the issuing IP. Where did this text message come from? And it just sort of went away. They probably have it stashed in a back closet with all of that unofficial evidence from TWA 800.
It's in the same place that the Iraq oil is going to pay for the war. That never happened. Well, I got to go. Thank you, and keep
all
up
right,
the good
thanks
work.
Thanks an awful lot, yes. Oh, you, the American people, won't pay for the Iraq war and the reconstruction. Iraq's oil money will pay for it. Well, you got lied to about that one as well. Henry Kissinger is out there basically stating that his ideal is that Syria should be balkanized, break it into little tiny pieces that will never, ever be a threat to almighty Israel. They're trying to do that up in Iraq. That's not working. Certainly part of the plan for Iran. You know, we've got to, you know, Israel in its paranoia can't trust any other large nations around there. They've all got to be little tiny pieces of broken tile that Israel can walk all over whenever they feel like it. We already talked about Russia getting that airbase on Cyprus. You probably already heard about the attacks in Afghanistan against the presidential palace. They don't like their new U.S.-approved puppet regime of Hamid Karzai, El Presidente de UNOCAL. Apparently, they burned the CIA office up there. My response to that is, get the marshmallows! And so Afghanistan is starting to fall apart over there. Seeing the emergence of a new armed resistance in Kashmir. And the African Union is now warning that Libya, since the U.S. overthrow of Gaddafi, has now become a hub for terrorism. And we've been hearing that with Syria, that, you know, the Libya has become the transship point for the U.S. covert conquest of pretty much that whole part of the African continent. It's going in and out. And everybody knows it. Egypt is definitely getting into some very, very tense situations, protests and rioting. There is violence between this new revolution against Morsi and Morsi's supporters. And it looks to me like this is another attempt at a covert regime change by the United States, because neither the United States nor Israel has been happy ever since Morsi won his election despite overwhelming vote fraud. Remember how the Elections Commission delayed announcing the winner for day after day after day until they finally realized that if they put the pre-selected, pre-approved puppet into power, the Egyptian people were going to go on revolting. And so they gave them Morsi. And looking at it, it's a tiny group of agent provocateurs trying to just kick up this thing about, oh, we don't like Morsi anymore. We want Mubarak light back. And it's got all the marks on it of another U.S. covert overthrow to regain control of Egypt for the benefit of private banking and almighty Israel here. Now, interestingly enough, this was reported over, and this was a video on YouTube, where the former ambassador for Israel came out with a statement, quote, North Korea needs to be wiped off the map. Apparently, they're going to throw North Korea back in the mix so that the U.S. government can go on saying, we're not just attacking Arab Muslims. Really, this is about weapons of mass destruction. And so this former Israeli ambassador is out there saying North Korea needs to be wiped off the map. They've got him on tape saying that in English. Not a word from the American corporate media about this statement. And you remember back when it was claimed that Ahmadinejad had said Israel should be wiped off the map, and what a huge outcry there was. Oh, he's dangerous. He's crazy. We've got to go and kill him. And it turned out Ahmadinejad hadn't actually said that. When they got video of his speech that he was making, and people who actually know the language translated it, they said, no, that's not what he said at all. And you need to remember, translations are a form of propaganda. One of the biggest offenders is a group called MEMRI, the Middle East Media Research Institute, that will take Arab Muslim media and do translations for free and give it to the Western press. And it's an Israeli propaganda operation. And the translations are always done to demonize Arab Muslims, to make them look like villains, and to always say, oh, poor Israel, they're the poor permanent victims of that. We've got to give them money. We've got to fight their wars. And remember, Israel has now officially admitted, they talked about it in the Knesset, they are a nuclear power. They don't need any more of your money. They don't need your children to die in wars on their enemies. We got to get that message to our government as well. So we're going to get another Jew-hating network phone call in 5, 4, 3, 2, anyway here. The former head of the CIA is out there screaming to Obama, time to strike North Korea. So it looks like they're just trying to get this world war cranked up any way they can. We're going to attack Syria. Well, we can't do Syria. Russia's protecting them. We've got, let's go to North Korea. That'll get us into war with China, and that's just as good as war with Iran. We'll get that gosh darn gold-backed yuan out of the global marketplace and keep the world safe for the U.S. dollar here. They're just desperate to start a war, which reminds me, we were talking about yesterday that despite the high likelihood it would not be believed in the first place, that we should be concerned and on the alert for some kind of a false flag attack by the U.S. or Israel on this coming 4th of July holiday. And we put up this little poll earlier at our website about, what do you think is the most likely target? Where do you think the U.S. Israel will stage the next false flag attack? Let's see. Looks like White House got most of the votes because there are two movies about that. Olympus Has Fallen and now White House Down, I guess, is coming out this weekend. And I don't intend to see either one of those things. Second place was the Golden Gate Bridge because it's 80 years old. Third place, Statue of Liberty, because liberty is a politically incorrect idea anyway. Let's see, Detroit, we're not using that anyway, and so they got 27 votes, and on and on and on. But at least it gets people talking about this, because we know false flag attacks are just a fact of history, where politicians will just use whatever big scary thing they can come up with to get you to go along with what they want. And it goes all the way back to ancient Rome, to Marcus Licinius Crassus, the richest man in Rome, inventor of the fire department, sort of, kind of, technically. Long story behind that. And he used the fear in the Roman public's mind caused by the Spartacus slave revolt to get himself voted extraordinary emergency powers, which he never gave up. And basically, Marcus Licinius Crassus marks the beginning of the transition from the Roman Republic ruled by the people, or at least by the Senate, to the age of the emperors. We know what wackos most of those people turned out to be. Now, you've heard about Israel's Iron Dome missile, which actually during the last stomping of Gaza proved out to be not all that effective. But apparently they're ready to go on to the new one called Magic Wand. Oh, thank you for all the money you gave us for Iron Dome here. Not really working the way we thought it was going to. We need more money for Magic Wand. And apparently they debuted it at the Paris Air Show. And so they're already out there getting ready to sell these things to other countries. Right now, Israel is the world's sixth largest military exporter. And much of that is technology that you, the American taxpayer, paid to research and develop. And then they just give it to Israel, and Israel turns around and sells it. Such a deal! Still backlash from that UNICEF report. Israel is the only nation that systematically arrests, abuses, tortures, rapes, and kills children. And Israel supporters are out there saying, oh, you're an anti-Semite, you're a Hitler lover, you're a Jew hater. We're going to go on doing it, but you shouldn't talk about it. We'll be right back after these commercials.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together and sticked
upon a computer alone. Big MacDonald had a farm, then he opened a burger joint. We've drowned in fat.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And the other day we were talking about John McAfee, who was the original creator of the McAfee antivirus product. He sold out his company, took his money, and retired. And he made a humorous video on the correct way to get McAfee antivirus off your computer, because these days, under its new ownership, and this is true of all these security software systems, getting them out of your computer when you want to change products or you just realize it's causing more problems than it's solving is very, very difficult. And so he made this humorous video about the correct way to get McAfee out of your computer. And I guess because of the public awareness of the NSA spying and everything, it's actually been picked up by the corporate media. And I think that's great. I like him. He's got a great sense of humor. I think he's doing really good. All right. We're coming up here on the end of our show. And I think it's important for all of us, especially as we're in this last week before the 4th of July holiday, we need to reach out to the human net. You need to take it upon yourself to go out and just look for the Americans who are starting to ask those important questions. And there's a lot of them out there. With the revelation about TWA 800, where the investigators were ordered by the government to lie to the people about what brought that airplane down. Questions about 9/11 itself, and especially with all this NSA spying on every single living American. Americans have woken up to what's going on. And yes, there's still a few who are out there in denial, and there's the inevitable segment of the population that are, you know, working as informants for the FBI and think they're doing something really great, and they go home and abuse themselves to old James Bond movies. But for the rest of them, which is about, I think, 90% of the population, who are starting to ask the questions, take it upon yourself to start providing the answers. Don't overwhelm them. Just answer their questions. Remember, you can't push somebody across a bridge, but you can stand on the other side and you can beckon them forward. So it takes a gentle approach and just, you know, answer their questions and don't throw a bunch of like, oh, and also, because you'll overwhelm them and their defense mechanisms and denial will kick back in. But find the people who are starting to ask questions about what's really been going on with the economy, what's really going on with all these wars, and guide them to where they can find the answers. And that is, of course, whatreallyhappened.com, republicbroadcasting.org, and all of these other resources out here in the independent media. And warn them ahead of time. There's a lot of government propaganda out there trying to mess things up, you know, with chemtrails and HARP and Bigfoot and Elvis and his UFO and all the rest of that stuff. But most Americans I trust to be intelligent and perceptive enough. Once they're aware they're being lied to, they're going to learn to see through the lies very quickly, and they're going to learn to recognize the truth when they see it. I think we're in the final stages of the history of the United States of America as it currently exists, and I think we need to be seriously thinking about the blueprint for the new America. What kind of a nation do we want to leave to our children? And on that thought, I'm going to leave you off here. We'll be back tomorrow on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay well, stay skeptical, make good choices. Please support Republic Broadcasting all you can. We are dependent on your kindness and generosity, and aloha, America.